I was thinking that actually you're going to say that is the appropriate thing. What's good for us, all of us, the entire globe, the planet?
Oh,
That's
yes.
the appropriate
Right,
question, I
right.
assume.
If you're
And
going
the
for the
idea
whole
that there's a
world.
them and an us is not right. Just because there's this imaginary line called a border of a country,
Right.
does that mean a Canadian who lives a mile north of the U.S.-Canadian border is different than someone a mile south of that? I don't think so.
Right, exactly.
And of course,
Yes.
having lived in those situations, you know the people. Did you grow up as speaking the language? I mean, to write a book called Abubezi, is that because you spoke the language that you even knew the word?
Well, I was exposed to the language. I didn't really learn it. My sister was a little older, did at one point was speaking Dutch, Afrikaans, Hebrew, and English at the same time. And I sort of wish we had stayed and, gone to countries where we would have, assimilated some other languages. I think for both of us, learning a language is relatively easy, and I think that's probably because of exposure at a young age. But I unfortunately am not fluent in any other languages. But I do think you learn a lot about a culture from the language, so that is why I did try and learn as much as I could of Xhosa and Zulu, just because you get a feel for the culture.
Yeah, but getting that exposure, living in the country. You mentioned in the story, Ibubesi, which I think means lion, is that
Right,
right?
right.
That the young man who has this coming of age there, he has a Zulu
Yeah.
mentor. Did you have any comparable person in your life there, anyone you could grab onto and say, this is part of my experience?
Oh yeah, when we lived there, I mean, we had servants, and which was very difficult for my mother, and she didn't believe in that. But the people that we bought the house from said, "But if you don't take them on with the house, then they have no jobs. They can't go back home because they're now like citified and don't have work back home. So, you're doing the wrong thing if you don't hire them." So she did, but she would, I mean, there's a scene in the book which is straight out of my mother. She would cook for them, cook their meals, and serve them their meals. And they were just like, What are you
This doesn't make
doing?
sense. How can you serve the servants?
I
Yeah.
know. But they were, treated a little differently than a lot of African servants, I believe, were, and were more part of the family. Their relatives would come and visit and would play with the kids, and then actually some neighbors wouldn't let us play with their kids anymore because
You
we
were
played
tainted.
exactly, yeah.